Say You Waved, A Dream Song Cycle. 1. JB, I read your poetry and sigh. The tale of how he slipped his thumb in my young mouth alongside host, Christ, the body of that florid priest, nocent I, in my white dress you would enjoy if you, alive, hadn't done at last it. Elastic you had none, a jumping from that bridge. To your winsome Irish grin and your last wit, we'd raise a finger's worth in Mississippi. Somewhere it's 5 o'clock. Just 8 months we overlapped. 71. Of suicide I rarely think. I have yoga along with drink, which into his throat my father gunned. You would know, J.B., that bottle rolling beneath his driver's seat weren't no goddamn Listerine. Wasn't I, Mr. Bones, a pretty baby? 2. Regarding fatuations, we don't choose. You haunted your Anne Bradstreet. I haunt you. You loved her fain, all this bald, abstract, didactic rhyme I read appalled. Why must you winch, roast, so? Backwards and high-heeled with her 8 kids. Man, I love you men. But you perplex regarding the fairer sex. The need into the peach of your praise to slip the blade, or the need to pack the cannon, smoothbore, muzzle-loading, full of balls. Of Emily Dickinson, even charming Billy Collins writes of taking off her dress. For foreplay, J.B., I'll read your juvenilia. And of bald rhymes, my students, who love you not at all, for a depilatory could wish. 3. Again I meet you on that wintry bridge. Hey-ho. Midwestern wind, when wilt thou blow? Consolation, some, the blade you brought, should courage lack, was found sheathed. You stepped out to meet your fate. Witnesses say you waved. 1 last bed. 1 last cool sheet to pull over your head. Boats there must have been. Did they see amazing a boy falling from the sky? Calm did on they sail? My thoughts turn to your son, Paul. You'd apologized for this bad fall, his birth. Reading that, I'd fret I was too happy to write verse. Hey, out there, anyone know Paul Berryman? I'd guess, if at all, things aren't well. My father's ice cubes I still hear, rattling down the hall. 4. I too have a son. There we're alike. I find the world sufferable. There we are not. Leg hugging my hip, 15 days past 1, he rides me round the lawn. Bush, bird, sky, nature's commons we glaze and glorify. To name, to feed. My son was a rodeo cowboy. When feasting on my milk, he'd flap his free arm in the air, lip smacking, no longer metaphor, like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction snorting coke. God damn, god damn. You'd have liked that film. You who force your readers to their knees to gather and restring the beads that from a height you dropped, ass in the air, oh awkward, but at last, look what we made. Dynamite, your sentences circling our throats. 5. Fault find you mooding, brooding on turkey's fate, then winter worst. If you wrote not of snow hate, it's because you wrote not. Then spring your pen, march a lion, out put. A ball of dough punched down will rise double in size. After birthing homage, you took wife one to Paris. Some street fest raged, you manicked, goaded, gone. She found you at dawn before uncomprehending bakers and flowery stars, the only ones awake, reciting your poem, took you to the hospital, home. Such was your phoenix act, mouth proud of ash, feathers slicked back. Could you not calm, not find a kiss like the one on the bridge bestowed on padlocked Houdini? His wife made it look like passion, tonguing him the key. 6. Free will is the question, to me and most. How much can we fault our bad dead dads? If I'd allow, the AA book would say disease of rage unpurple me. Confess, JB, willed you to be a nightmare of the flesh? Can I lay blame? 42 marries Eileen, 47 first infidelity. And if I can't, how praise my stallion, solely rutting apple munching me? Stabled. Sugar cube teeth beyond the fence, have I desired? Natch, but no touch, not much. Free Willy is the question, a U.S. flick about a whale I saw previewed in London, where Willy is slang for dick. Free Willy. Like whales, the giggles breached. Is accountability just that? Some cosmic inadvertent joke? 7. Of your strict stanzas, only nuns should speak. And of your crumpled syntax, only imbeciles and armadillos, mystics, children, and those who dream of calder mobiles piloted through wind tunnels by angels on LSD. In roadside Mexico, a man macheted pineapple, sprinkled it with salt and lime and hellborn chili dust. It costs less than a buck. Don't eat it, a fellow tourist warned, coming off the bus. I ate it. So with your words, my lips sweet burn. I get ish it. I pumped my swing at 6 so hard my sneakers towed the sky. You know, don't you, what happened next? After the swing sets, stiff legs, rocked thrice. But before I hit the ground, I flew. 8. Do last decisions have more weight? Raymond Carver, dying, forsooked prose, ha, for verse. But you forsooked Hungry Henry, for our childhood's church, weren't we confirmed? At girlhood slumber parties, to be the last with darks and creaks awake would terrifies. Oh, wilt thou abandon me thus? Would I like to be redeemed? Yes, but your post-conversion poems lack the juice. Under new management, thine, you tell the Lord, like a cornball church marquee, wrote by no pal of mine, makes me miss old wild bad pussycat. Though it seems he resurrected that mope? Does Rome goddamn a suicide? Duh. Does the Pope wear a funny hat? 9. Not to make light of you, flawed and majestic. Why not wager on God, as Pascal suggested? If right, you win enduring life with them as you like, Luke, St. Stephen, etc. And if you lose what? You did make light, enduring life, in some. You lodged a song where others never. I read you getting my toenails done, then rest you in my lap. You're well come. You could report to them's that wonder whether I'm a natural red. I bet, sure. But before infinity's door, I hedge, I haw. Kind sought, answer my daughter, 5, who spies from the car the funeral tent in the cemetery. Mommy, look, she taps the glass. Is it a slumber party? 10. You were silly, like Yeats, young wifed, like him, hungry for honor, a recorder of dreams. In Dream Song 215, you two had tea. Beneath his honey breath, your accent, Fambridge, faux plus Cambridge, flamed. You lit his smoke. He coughed near death. 103 years ago, Yeats visited my college. Wrote home to Lady Gregory, I've been delighted by the big merry priests of Notre Dame, all Irish. Of Yeats, Father O'Donnell summarized, a somewhat snobbish and esoteric freak. Out of step, unhanded, the poet's fate. My great prof there, Matthias, called your birth scene in Bradstreet the best he knew. Huffed I, feministically, 18. Now I, twice burned, admit he's right. When gentle Matthias crosses over, help him from the boat. 11. I sing a song of Henry, poor me, poor me, pour me a drink. Henry sorried hisself, free, white, and 53. One should not, as he confessed, too many galleys and page proofs to read, an ID with the oppressed Anne Frank, Bessie Smith. Them deads and sicks and horribles, he suffer each one personal, and each time seem like forever to Mr. Bones. He was copeless. Oh ho, so you are here at last? Eyes bin. You're really him? I the Jiminy Cricket who's seen the ass's ears pop out his head. I've always wanted a sidekick. Use better as a backup girl. Won't you keep me company? You don't need a conscience to keep you from your dreams. Call me Henrietta. Gots to go. Where? The island of lost boys. Tell him I love him very much. He be a real boy, for real. 12. No sing, to Shay. Naughty Henry's gone away, and if I live a peckle, he won't be, oh. Let's wake him. I'll call the Davids wicked. Kevin, Carl, and Jack Pendarvis. I'll be the only lass, wool Danny Boyo. It's time to raise, poem fiends, the pelt that right off its nail has shrunk. Achoo. Mothballed, but functional, can jig, can still imaginate in coochie coochie coo, will haiku for a cigarette. Rest for the rest of them dead poets who selectified their own society. For you, Henry Desi Cat, no peace till we have voices that, electrified, raising hell, aroo! A drop of Irish and you come too. 13. Fired, jailed, divorced Henry, wrote fabulistist, and discovered thus his trick, the reverse pike to concrete. I'd like to mother his own worst enemy. Also, each 8:16, skeleton girl who joggers by my place. Her I'd morass with Krispy Kreme. Daytime drama is Henry's theater base. Popcorn munching fans, of whom I'm ass manager, schooled by a father who fell for his audience gorgeous and debased, asseverate. Through literature we're educated by the experiences of others, after witnessing the irresponsibility of Berryman, etc. We like when planes fly into him, forsooth, and all fall down. We get to put the high moral point on it, after relishing his entry to the confession booth, where he dons his cape, the sonnet. 14. I think bad thoughts. I dream bad dreams. Too much time we're spending together. Demon lover, you put 385 songs over killing. So why am I going on 14? What if I tried to shuck the Henry hose and find it stuck? What if we mine the you in me? Obscene the news of war tonight your specs would missed. Convince some fool did not me at the Rose Nursery to purchase a Barbara Bush. Hacks it to bits, mon plaisir. Does my husband know we watch TV, JB, and plot our violence? I'd better dump you soon, though I'm entranced with your smart bomb which budgets its defense, though it's idle to reply to critics. Well, some dreams aren't meant to make sense. Not to Henry-like, one must vigilante. Shanti. Shanti. 15. Nor can of syntax inverting to force rhyme you be accused. It's all inversion, all the time. Headstands, says my yogi, aids circulation. Henry, use a clown, both anti and pro-noun. You grand permission. Yet I leave you lone. In the next room, a woman, paid, is playing with my son. My curd obsession of a fortnight nears its close. He laughs. I choose to hear him, and I rise. For Dylan Thomas dying in St. Vincent's, you, Mercy, Rose, and for shunned pound. See, some of Henry's guts wasn't rot. It helps. You wait in the dark, in the ground. Save my spot.